Experts on political science and economics teaching in Cape Breton are sharing their thoughts on the renewed and escalating trade war between Canada and the United States. Last weekend, trade negotiations between the two countries broke down, with Prime Minister Mark Carney saying they were due to last-minute changes from the Americans that would have hampered Canada's ability to make independent trade deals and suppression of Canada's French language. In response, Canada announced a plan to retaliate dollar for dollar with incoming U.S. tariffs. On Tuesday, the government announced $7.5 billion in tariff relief funds and $27.6 billion in tariffs against the U.S. Now, two Cape Breton University professors are sharing their thoughts on Canada's response to the tariff war and the relationship between Canada and the United States. Dr. Tom Urbaniak is a professor of political science at CBU and feels the response from Canada is measured.
It is a mirror response as well, because in many cases, in most cases, Canada is imposing tariffs on the same kinds of goods on which the United States has imposed tariffs. And Canada is using the very logical argument that part of the reason for these tariffs in those same sectors is to protect Canadian producers and Canadian workers so that they are not at a competitive disadvantage. So you can imagine that our industries are being taxed to sell into the United States and therefore are under a burden. And then Americans are able to flood the Canadian market with the same products at a lower price. So that makes sense in respect to a response. Under the circumstances, I can only describe it as even-keeled and moderate on the part of Canada.
Meanwhile, CBU economics professor Patrick de la Miranda feels the escalating tariffs are part of the process.
You know, it's a part of the negotiation between the U.S. government and the Canadian government. It's just a way to try to convince the U.S. government to come back to the table and try to find a deal that will please both sides. But I think it's just the normal reaction of the federal government in this case.
The prof shared their feelings on the changing relationship between Canada and the U.S., which has seen the two countries who've spent decades integrating their economies now pulling back and looking for business elsewhere. Urbaniak feels the movement is uniting Canadians.
It's certainly a bi-Canadian moment, and that is the message from the top, and that's the message on the ground as well. It is a moment where we will have to support each other. This might escalate. It might escalate rhetorically. I mean, we're seeing the latest salvo from Trump about renaming Lake Ontario. And it may escalate in terms of counter tariffs. Most Americans don't even realize they're in a trade war and that this is very serious. And in a sense, that's an advantage to Canada because we are sort of all in on this. We realize that this is a crisis moment. We realize that we will have to take some pain. And as long as we organize ourselves so that we are doing it fairly among ourselves, we should be able to withstand the pain for a while. Whereas I'm not sure the Americans are prepared for pain, economic pain, for a cause that is unclear. What is America trying to do? Like, why launch a trade war against Canada? Why provoke and insult your closest neighbor and best ally? It doesn't make sense to most Americans, but now Americans are living with the consequences of not taking their duties as citizens seriously and putting into office people who do not show even a basic level of maturity or professionalism. I mean, this is the consequence of superficial populism, and Americans are going to feel some pain as a result of this.
De la Miranda says it's hard to determine at this moment what Canada's relationship with the U.S. will be in the future, even after President Donald Trump leaves office.
Because an economy, it's a big boat. So when you try to move from one direction and to change the direction of that boat, it takes time. It's a long process. And right now, for many years, until now, until Trump, we were in line with the U.S. economies. So both economies were very integrated. And right now, with the the tariff in place on both sides, we need to look for other partners. And this takes time. So we can build our own stuff here in Canada, or we have to export somewhere else. And though this needs some time to proceed. So it's all the difficulties in the process. So do we want to wait until Trump is no more in the office and see what will be the new life after Trump? Or do we want to react right now and send a signal to the economy to say, okay, let's find new partners? And in that case, the federal government is just trying to guess and try to predict what the situation will be in 2 years. So the measures that were put in place by the federal government is a way to go through the process to send a signal to the U.S. government that, no, we're not be bullied by you, but at the same time, try to mitigate those effects in the Canadian economy.
Urbaniak says he's been surprised with the amateur and bizarre approach to negotiating the U.S. is taking.
I think Canada thought that we were genuinely close to a deal. I think even Donald Trump thought we were genuinely close to a deal. And then they started playing these games with adding new people to the negotiations. Howard Lutnick, the Commerce Secretary, went in there. They're introducing issues where no one had done the research or prepared briefing notes. They think just on the back of a napkin, they can start trying to dictate Canada's language policies, packaging, or try to give themselves the right of veto over any future trade agreements that Canada might want to enter into with any other country. So just this sort of casualness with which they walk in at the 11th hour and think, well, maybe since we've gotten some concessions from Canada, we can effectively make them our colony now and do it in the next hour. If this is what happened on Friday night. And it's remarkable to me that a major industrial power, a superpower of 350 million people, this is the best they can cough up in terms of leadership, in terms of diplomacy. I mean, there's some real soul searching that has to happen here.
De La Miranda says it's hard to determine what the right solution is to deal with the tariff issue.
It's difficult to find the right solution to this problem, because is it a short-term problem or is it a long-term problem? So this is my view about this situation, because if we just think that the current crisis is temporary because Trump has his way to do stuff, and in 2 years this situation will be completely different, then we just have to wait and to go through two different difficult years and wait, because changing the structure of the economies is costly, and we have to keep this in mind. So, but on the other hand, do we have the certainty that in 2 years the situation will be way better than what we have right now? Will we be back to the situation where the United States are our best partners and our best allies, in economically speaking and militarily speaking? This is something that I don't know for sure. Be prepared for the worst case scenario and looking for new partners is definitely something that we should do right now. But again, this kind of stuff takes time. Finding partners with European countries, the European unions, it takes time to put in place. It's not something that we can do in a few months, few weeks. It takes time.
Urbaniak feels the damage done to the relationship between Canada and the U.S. is generational.
So even if and when a friendly administration comes in the United States, there will always now be a high level of suspicion about any dealing we have with the United States and about any agreements in the future that might bring us very, very close to them economically or politically. I mean, in a way, that's the long history of Canada. We've seen serious incidents and conflicts with the United States, but this is certainly a historical moment again.
A 50% tariff from the U.S. on a number of Canadian goods is now in place, with Trump outlining plans for a 50% increase in tariffs on vehicles and steel that's set to start on January 1st. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.